All right, I'm Brent Wasenius, and I'm here with two of the candidates for Dodge County Attorney, Justin Bignall, who is the Libertarian candidate, and Richard Register, who is the Democratic candidate. Thank you both for joining me today.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Richard, I wanted to ask you, maybe people might think this is a little unusual that you're both here for the interview. Can you kind of touch why you guys wanted to do this together?
Well, I think the thing that we would like to convey is you can have different ideas, but you can get along. We're friends. We're neighbors. We're members of this community, and we don't have to hate each other just because we may disagree on a view here or there. And quite bluntly, there's a lot of the stuff we think is very similar. He's got a great family from teachers in his family, same with mine. There's just an amazing amount we can focus in together if we put aside differences.
Well, Justin, just to kind of share a little bit with people what your background is. You're a Bergen graduate, I know.
Yeah.
And just kind of tell people about your, you know, where you grew up and, mm-hmm. and where you went to school and that.
Yeah, so I am really just a lifelong resident of Fremont. I grew up here in town, graduated from Bergen in 2001. Shortly after graduating, I joined the Army, and I moved to Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And I did 5 years active duty with the U.S. Army there at that time. And then once I got out in 2010, moved back to Fremont. And I finished my undergraduate degree at the University of Nebraska in Omaha while working as a custodian over at Howard Elementary. And then I moved away after going to law school at Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas. Graduated in 2015, moved back, and I'm staying.
All right. And Richard, why don't you tell people about your background?
People may know my family. We've lived here since 1964. My parents and the seven kids moved here when my dad got transferred to work for Hormel from Omaha to here. I was 4 years old at the time. They were still building the high school back then. That tells you how long ago it was. I did my public school education here at Fremont Public. I went to Claremore all the way through. I graduated in 1978. I had finished my first year of college at Midland while I was going to high school because I had a little accelerated program there. And then I went down to UNL, picked up my undergrad degree in 1980, and then went off to Creighton Law School. After I graduated from law school, came back here to Dodge County at the invitation of the county attorney because we had some problems with our jail and the sheriff being arrested. And so they had me come back to balance between the various departments to try to deal with that a year before. I opened my own practice in 37 years ago. That same year, I married my wife, one child, four grandkids, and the most adorable great-grandchild ever. So that's a little bit of my background. I've been involved with all kinds of organizations in town. Main Street of Fremont was a president of that for a while. The BID, the DID, those organizations. 30 years for the Isaac Walton, taught for Metropolitan Community College while having my practice for 20 years, and just other organizations around town.
Why did you decide, Richard, to run for county attorney?
Well, I say the simplest answer to that is I promised my wife 30 years ago, she moved to my hometown of Fremont, that she could live in a place where she could be safer in her own home and feel free of fear. She could walk safe streets. And we've been challenged lately by things, not just the problems with people doing things inappropriately with their offices, but also with crime itself. And she has encouraged me to stop complaining about it and do something. And I'm offering my years of experience to be able to help the public safety team in the future.
Justin, same question to you. Why did you decide to run?
Yeah, so I was actually pretty comfortable in the job that I had before. I was prosecuting child support cases for Dodge County and a few other counties in Northeast Nebraska. And in January of last year, I was getting ready to go out on a hunting trip, and I walked outside and my car was broken into, my truck, and I had some stuff stolen. And being a victim of a crime, that was the first time I've ever had that issue before. And I felt violated and I was just angry. And I was like, this person needs to be punished. And so it wasn't too soon after that where people were starting to talk about maybe Paul retiring. Mm-hmm. And so I just went over and talked to Paul and I said, Paul, hey, don't know if you're going to retire or not, but if you are, I may be interested in putting my name in for the county attorney's office. And he did some thinking, wasn't sure. Eventually he did decide to retire. And when he decided to retire, he offered me a position in the deputy or in the county attorney's office as a deputy county attorney. And since then, like Richard said, Fremont does have a crime problem. And working in the county attorney's office, I've seen that firsthand. And I want to make my hometown that I grew up in the safest place that we can raise families in.
We mentioned Paul as in Paul Vaughn, who is a former county attorney. Paul stepped in after that office had went through some turmoil, and I hope Paul's having a great retirement. But what do you think the reputation is of the office right now? And I realize, Justin, you're part of it, so it may be a little harder for you to assess that. So I'd ask Richard, what do you think the public's perception of that office is right now?
Well, I do. I also know Paul Vaughn and know him since we were lawyers very long time ago. Yeah, because he was private practice county attorney before he was the judge, before he came back. Yeah. And he did a miraculous job of trying to pull everything back because things were just out of control. I mean, that was, and if you don't have trust in the system, it simply can't work. I joke with some of the law enforcement officers when we talk about these things. I said, well, if I get stopped, I expect you to actually breath test me. And if I'm doing something bad, I expect you to do something about that. I'm not going to be pretending that you should give me a break. Because when you're chosen for these offices, you have to be held to a higher standard. And I know, Justin, with your military background, you absolutely know what it is to have honor and the importance of that. And if you don't have that, it doesn't matter what you do in the work. If people don't trust you and they don't have honor for the office, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, they're not going to respect you. They're not going to respect the office. They're not going to respect law enforcement.
And it's got to work together as a team. You know, you cannot put them in the position where the county attorney's office and law enforcement are at odds. They got to work together. I mean, it's a public safety team. And I know that the issues, I know people are mad. I know, Jess, you've been going door to door too. Mm-hmm. And oh my, the people are just unhappy. I'll just say unhappy, and that's an understatement of the day about what's happening. And you really can't say, oh, I want to have integrity. You just got to do it. You got to be out there and show what you do. And I'd like to turn a little bit back to the problem solving court if I could.
Sure.
Because I just was hitting on that. And one of the problem-solving courts that I would hope that whether I'm in there or Justin's in there or whoever's in, that hopefully it'll be Justin running this in the office, but hopefully I'll be his boss. But I think we need a veterans court.
Yeah, I agree.
And because they have specialized needs, they have a specialized resources. I personally am not a vet, so I would reach out to someone who actually has that personal experience to know what those things are. And we have a kind of a model from Douglas County. I think we can do a lot better than they do.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they really, it's Omaha. They do the Omaha thing. And I think we could really focus in on that, the special needs of the veterans. These people have earned the right to respect, but they have some focus that we can give to them through a special court. We call them public sovereign courts. And I really think that we could do this. And I think Justin, you know, can absolutely come up with a better plan than they had in Omaha.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
Let's stay on this subject. What are some other things maybe with the office you would both like to see improved?
We are almost like in unison with regard to there's a huge time gap between crime and result.
Yes, there is.
And by the time these kids do their offense here, The officer puts on and that's something the county attorney's office to help with, what date they put in that ticket. But that, if you wait 3, 4, 5, 6 months before you have I know we're not supposed to use the term punishment in juvenile court, but the sanction in juvenile court, they've long since done 5 other things wrong. They forgot they did it. You're not making the impact on them, and you're losing it. It's not just juvenile court, but, I mean, we have people who, you know, they wait. You know, everybody thinks you have to be charged within 72 hours. I've had ones where you get appointed 3 weeks later, they haven't been charged. And, you know, where that's, you know, is that the report's not getting the thing. I don't know where it's going, but that needs to stop. They need to get charged, and we need to get these people to their sanction.
Oh, yeah, I agree. The office definitely, and this is for any government office, speaking as a libertarian. But, I mean, the office, everything could be more efficient. There is a problem between arrest and your first appearance. There needs to be a quicker way to move these cases through the court. Because oftentimes what happens is maybe I'll receive a citation. This person's in jail, but their first court appearance isn't until another month away. And this person got pulled off the streets and can't afford the bond that was set. So they sit in jail this entire time, costing the county, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars per year. So I think, just like Richard said, we need to streamline that, make it a quicker process, save the county money, and resolve cases a lot faster.
I'm going to shift gears a little bit here because I want to ask you about military experience and Richard, you about mentoring.
Okay.
Justin, as far as being in the military, how has that helped prepare you for, you know, the office and in that? Because we were talking about honor and integrity earlier. Touch upon that a little bit.
Yes. So the first thing that I always talk about with this when I get asked this question is stress. This job comes with a lot of stress. And that's one thing that I really thank Paul Vaughn for kind of letting me know and informing me of, because it does come with a lot of stress. And I joined the military when I was 21, and I deployed within 2 months after finishing my basic training and my job training. So I was put in the middle of Iraq almost instantly. And you have to grow up extremely fast when you're dodging IEDs and bullets. But I always say the army has a set of values that they instill in you from day one. It's an acronym that they call leadership. It stands for loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. That's something that you have to live by as a soldier. I believe that's something that you have to live by as just a regular citizen in Dodge County to be the best person that you can be. So kind of building on that honor and integrity that Paul restored to the office, I think, is something that is important to me and something that I think that I can do.
Richard, you have served as an educator, but could you talk a little bit more about the mentoring you have done with young lawyers?
Well, I have mentored in all kinds of situations. I was one of the, I believe the second class of the mediators in the state of Nebraska way, way back in the day. And that taught you a set of skills in how to get people to understand each other and come up to their own solutions to empower them. And that is a skill which really is helpful. In one case, I was actually assigned to the dispute for the entire community. And so I had to do it in groups, and it took a year to get it done, but we resolved the problems and they found solutions to their community's issues. And it was very time consuming, but very rewarding to try to get those people together. So I've also taught, as you mentioned, for more than 20 years, classes at Metropolitan Community College. But the thing that's probably most important to the office of county attorney is I've had just short of 35 years, because I didn't have an associate attorney right away, of experience in mentoring actual attorneys. Okay, some just out of law school, some not. And it's not just teaching them, hey, this is how to fill in a form and this is what the law is, but it's helping them develop better judgment and good ethics, because quite bluntly, the law school does a lot of teaching you what the rule is, but how to be the human is not often. They don't teach you that at all. And I'm excited when they went on to do some great things. My first attorney work for me went on to law enforcement. I had one, some of them go on to public service, and some of them go on to private practices. I think that skill is important.
Gentlemen, I know I've kept you here long enough. Is there anything that you would like to add or anything that we didn't go over? Justin, you can go first.
I think we covered a lot. I just want to thank you for having us on here. I appreciate it, and it was a lot of fun.
Richard.
And I think what we're trying to convey is you can get along. Mm-hmm. We're a community. We have more alike than unlike. And we really just need those street safes for Annabelle, his son, his daughter, who's a gorgeous young lady, and for my six-year-old great-granddaughter, we have the same goals in mind. And we are going to be supportive of each other no matter what happens, no matter who's in the role.